The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode of the Heat Check. Well, the biggest trade bombshell maybe in the history of NBA just dropped, and it completely hijacked free agency. This is a little preview show for our live free agent extravaganza on Tuesday. Make sure that we will deep dive into KD and Kyrie and the Nets. But for now, this is just a little baby teaser episode. Just a little episode that happens when you get caught in traffic for a straight hour. Little wrench in our little planning plans, but you know what? It's all good. We're going to look at a few of the bigger moves and save the meat after 4th of July and those barbecues. All right, Brock, go ahead. Spin that block for me and drop that motherfucking beat. The first huge, out of the blue trade involving an all-star player just happened. The shock of all shocks. Holy Herschel Walker, Brock. And it was not Kevin Durant. It was not Kyrie Irving. We got Mr. COVID all over the mic himself. Mr. French Fuck himself is now a Minnesota Timberwolf. Which means, if you're doing a little quick math school, Minnesota now has $100 million locked up in their centers. In a league that really doesn't give a shit about centers. What? What a strange trade. On so many levels. How do we know this? Well, we got my man, Detective Brian Windhorst, was on the case, sussing this out on free agency night, sussing this out on First Take with the B crew, had them in circles, had their heads spinning. No one has had a better week on this week than Windy. He has been very sus on what the Utah Jazz have been up to for a very, very long time. And for good reason, because we even talked about it on the podcast before. Why would Quinn Snyder dip out when he's owed $8 million each year for the next 2 years and is just going to go off into the sunset and collect unemployment checks and not get his damn health insurance just because that this team needed a new change of scenery? That doesn't make no damn sense. And Wendy didn't think it made no damn sense either. So let's hit this clip and see what Brian Windhorst has to say.
I'm going to tell you something happened yesterday. Ooh. The league executives are wondering what the heck it means. And it happened within 5 minutes. In fact, Adrian, the tweet right before, Adrian tweeted about Durant. He tweeted something else. It was a trade yesterday between the Utah Jazz and the Brooklyn Nets. It's a very strange trade. Very strange trade. And you'd really have to be a Jazz or a Nets fan to even know what I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
I don't even know if
I'm
you guys
know
what I'm talking
about. Yeah. I have notifications turned on.
They traded Royce O'Neal, who is a role-playing three-point defensive shooter, to Brooklyn for a future first-round draft pick. And so you're going, well, what do you care about Royce O'Neal? Why does that matter?
Pause. They are so lost. They don't know what the fuck he is talking about. She said, I am on the edge of my seat. They were like, huh? What? She's even like, I get notifications from Woj, but I don't even check him like that. She's like, listen, girl, this is deep cuts in here. You have to be deep inside the NBA to know what he's talking about. It's okay. You're part of the
three-point defensive shooter to Brooklyn for a future first-round draft pick. And so you're going, well, what do you care about Royce O'Neal? Why does that matter? Why would the Jazz do that? Why would the Jazz, who have two stars on their roster, take a player who's one of their starters and best defensive players and trade him in a salary dumping move? Why would they do that?
To open up space to try to land Kevin?
No.
No, they're not getting Kevin Durant, girl. What?
Why did Quinn Snyder...
No! Don't you understand? It's right in front of you!
Okay.
And you say, when Danny Ainge, last time he hired a coach, which was Brad Stevens.
Right.
What happened that same year? What did he do? When he hired this young coach who'd never coached the NBA before, and he gave him a long contract, gave Brad Stevens a 6-year contract. Will Hardy, who they just hired, who's, you know, going to potentially be a great young coach, they gave him a 5-year contract. Very rare for a first-time head coach to get a 5-year contract. Why? What's going on in Utah?
What's going on?
And that's what people in the league are watching right now.
Okay.
What's going on in Utah?
Okay.
And so I think the Brooklyn Nets and Phoenix Suns need to find out what's going on in Utah as well. Because what else happened that first year that Brad Stevens got hired? Danny Ainge traded Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce.
To the Brooklyn Nets.
So.
It's time for a rebuild. It's time to everything must go. Everything. Donovan Mitchell, you are gone. Rudy Gobert, you are gone. Royce O'Neal, of course you're gone. Jordan Clarkson, you are gone. Everything must go in Utah. Trash Utah. Everything but the franchise must go. And if you're asking me, and you already know how I feel, I think the franchise can go as well. It's time to stack up on picks. It's the season of Trader Danny. He's not coming here to retool. He's not a mechanic. He's a full-on create a new car kind of GM. We know that. Are you serious? How do you not know that? What is going on indeed, Wendy? Dude has now become a meme. What is going on in Utah? You can't see his hand gestures, but he's putting up these little gun windshield wiper fingers, pointing. People are calling them the windshield windy wipers. Brilliant. Apparently, Minnesota thinks they can win right away because they gave up a ton. They gave up Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, Ruh-roh. Bet he doesn't like that one. Walker Kessler, first-round pick this year, Jared Vanderbilt, Leandro Balmero, and 4 first-round picks and a pick swap. That is a lot for Rudy Gobert. That is so much to give up, I can't even explain that to you. This has to be the reason that Utah brought in Danny Ainge, because he is out there robbing people again. And that is what the Hamburglar Danny Ainge the Mormon does. He is the tear-down master. As Wendy said, this is exactly what he did in Boston. You hire a young coach, you fill him in on the details. Signing you to a long-term deal, kid. It's going to be a rocky road. 5-year deal for you, and 2 or 3 of those are going to be pretty stinky. But when we come out ahead, just know, and you fail at this, you'll be a GM of a contender. Just know that. Immediately trade everyone, build up a team through the draft. As for the Wolves, the Patrick Beverley era ended way too soon for me. After a very memorable season, at least he has a career at ESPN ahead of him, talking shit about the rest of his peers. I very much doubt he stays in Utah. So he and probably Malik Beasley are probably on their way out for more picks. Jared Vanderbilt, I love him. He's a bucket. Minnesota was very high on Leandro Balmero. First rounder, by the way, in 2020. People forget that. Walker Kessler, 22nd in this year's first round draft. So I want to know, what's next in Utah? Knowing these small market teams, they'll likely keep Donovan Mitchell until probably after the All-Star break, unless he just asks out or requests out now. I hear he wants to go to the Miami Heat, according to Fat Joe, the newsbreaker of all newsbreaker Fat Joe. But I do think Donovan Mitchell will be on the move. Woj says that the Jazz want to build a new roster around him, but I don't think so. So much popping. We will have so much more going on about free agency on our free agent spectacular on Tuesday, live on the Odyssey app coming this Tuesday. Okay, real quick, we got some extensions and signings, so that's a good place to start somewhere. Devin Booker, D-Book, he's not leaving Phoenix. 4 years, $214 million to stay with the Suns. 100% certain that this means Book is not getting traded in the KD deal and that he is the face moving forward to the Phoenix Suns. And you know what? This is a man who stayed 10 toes down at a time where this franchise was in shambles. He never asked out. He never complained. He just found his way to get Chris Paul and waited for this team to get DeAndre Ayton. They drafted well with Mikal Bridges in a trade, as we talked to Ryan McDonough about a couple of episodes ago. And some people might think $53.5 million is a lot for Devin Booker. Not me, sir. Not me. Nikola Jokic, moving forward, 5 years, $264 million. Man, these men are getting paid a lot of money. Nuggets. Jokic, two-time MVP, just signed one of the biggest contracts in NBA history. Not bad for a fat boy that was drafted in the second round. $52.8 million a year. He's fat. He was fluffy. They said that. The draft scouts, they said, listen, this kid's got a lot of skills, but boy, does he like Skittles. Like, they said he drinks way too much Cherry Coke. And that was the quote. Like, look it up. That was the quote. He drinks too much Cherry Coke. Two-time reigning MVP. Probably not going to get a third anytime soon. But guess what? He might actually be underrated. Bradley Beal. God bless Bradley Beal's heart. Bradley Beal is what we call a man who has Stockholm Syndrome. Like, he has been deluded to think that he's being treated well in his circumstance because he's getting paid five years, $248 million, or $251, depending on who you ask. What's it matter, really, at that point? Beal now reported to sign his max extension with Washington. Does that mean he's staying? In this era, it means nothing. It means he wanted that bag. His wife is pregnant. So it's a lifestyle thing. Hang around in D.C. Hang around in D.C. Don't look for a new house. Just stay here until you are absolutely certain that Tommy Shepard has built nothing around you to compete. Stick around. You'll be a 12 seed in the next 12 months. You'll have a newborn on your hands. Maybe you want to think about Philadelphia. It's an hour and a half train ride on the Acela, as we know, and I think they're looking for some additional players. DeLon Wright, though, came to the Wizards, so maybe that'll help them. They've got DeLon Wright. Who else did they end up getting? Will Barton, Will the Thrill, and Johnny Davis. So that'll get them at least a 12 seed. So that's awesome. Anthony Simons, 4 years, $100 million to stick around for the Blazers. $25 million a year for a guy who is, I guess, a younger version of CJ McCollum with a little more handles, a little more moves, a little more Damian Lillard-like, plays way less defense. I don't know. I've watched him since he was at the IMG Academy. I don't think this gets Portland any closer. But again, it's all about keeping control of assets and then flipping those assets for more assets. So, okay. If you're not going to, you don't want to get rid of him for nothing. So I get it. Does he stick around? Is he the future of the Portland Trailblazers? I don't think so. Ja Morant. Love this for him. 5 years, $186 million for the Grizzlies. I saw a picture of him. It was just a guy looking around at a table full of money, confused, bewildered, and happy all at once. That was Ja. That Ja tweeted that out, and he was like, Grizzly for life, I can't believe all this money. Me neither, Ja. That table could actually be made of, like physically be made of stacks of cash encased in glass, and he would never even miss it. My man got paid to the tune of $37.2 million a year. I love that for him. Zach LaVine is back on one knee to the Chicago Bull. Does he have a knee that works? We're going to have to see. Got scoped this summer. Does the Chicago Bulls roster, has it increased in any way outside of the Andre Drummond trade for what? Andre Drummond deal for like, what, $6 million? No. $42.5 million for Zach LaVine is exactly why I didn't want Zach LaVine on the Blazers. I am very happy with Anthony Simons over Zach LaVine. If that's the type of money we're talking about, folks, fine. Zion Williamson. Zion actually got paid, folks. Did anybody see that? I don't know, man. It looked dicey for a minute. 5 years, $231 million. Did you say that's a big stake? You say that's a mistake. That is a mistake, and that's a big stake for Zion Williamson. That man is... He doesn't miss a meal, that guy Zion. We also had some free agent signings worth looking at. We will not get into any of those until Tuesday, but I have a few official thoughts, initial thoughts. Lonnie Walker, my guy. They let him walk. Lonnie Walker, you can walk your ass out the door, buddy. 1 year, $6.5 million for the Lakers. Spurs did not want to keep Lonnie Walker. They are full in on the Utah Jazz rebuild train. I love the Spurs, and you know why other people love the Spurs? Is they traded DeJounte Murray because they didn't want to make that man go through a rebuild. They were like, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be fun. You're an all-star. Why don't you go play with Trae Young, go see some strip clubs, go to Magic City, go eat some wings, enjoy yourself. You're young, and it's fun, and Atlanta's way better than San Antonio if you're not. If you're not a contender, there's no reason to be in San Antonio. So they rescinded their qualifying offer to Lonnie Walker. So they just was like, hey, listen, get out. Get out, Lonnie. It's going to be a long road. You're a nice young player. Go get paid somewhere else. At least learn from LeBron. Enjoy L.A. Ivy at the Shore is amazing. Go to Santa Monica Beach. Go run out there. Just an amazing turn of events. P.J. Tucker, 3 years, $33.2 million. He went from the Heat to the Sixers. I told you guys, PJ is getting more and more expensive by the minute. I don't know how you get older and get more valuable, but he surely does. Jalen Brunson, 4 years, $104 million, went from the Mavs to the Knicks. I tell you what, those Mavs, when we talked about this in January, the Mavericks could have signed Jalen Brunson for 5 years, 4 years, $56 million. And he said to them, hey, I'm playing pretty well. Do you guys want to sign me for that 4 year, $56 million? And they said, no, thank you. And I was wondering to myself if that would come back and bite them in the ass. And you know what? It has. Because now he has 4 years, $104 million, and Luka doesn't have a backcourt teammate that can play make and hit a bunch of threes consistently like Jalen. I don't know. I like Spencer Dinwiddie. Can he get you 41 on a night where Luka's not playing? I'm a little confused. I'm a little bit bewildered about whether he's going to be able to do that. Joe Ingles is now a buck. That makes sense, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like he's always kind of been a buck? Just like a white guy that can shoot threes, not particularly mobile, like kind of a low-key trash talker, kind of low-key dirty player. Like, it's kind of like a better version of Grayson Allen, like a more consistent, older version of Grayson Allen. Does Ingles have anything left in the tank? I don't know, but he does make sense. It does feel right in my bones. I knew he wouldn't stay with the Blazers. He's going to be very hard and helpful to defend somebody. Like, it's going to be better to have him than Grayson Allen out there. And better than probably Dante DiVincenzo. Going to be really interesting to see. My man, JaVale McGee. 3 years, $20 million. JaVale and Christian Wood. So together, they make $30 million a year. And would you rather have JaVale McGee and Christian Wood for $30 million a year? Or Rudy and Karl-Anthony Towns for $100 million. I can tell you what I would have, and it's not Rudy and Kat. Malik Monk, 2 years, $19 million, went from the Lakers to the Kings. Why, baby? Why? I don't know. Monk took a minimum last year, bet on himself, and now he's hanging out with Swipe a Fox, playing no defense in the Deadlands. I talked to Sacramento today, the guys on the radio, and I asked them whether this moves the needle for them. And they said, really, Trista, all we want to do is feel like we can maybe make the playoffs. Isn't that sad? I said, oh, so you're like that guy who's never been laid before. You don't care what the girl looks like. You don't care if there's love in the picture. You don't care whether she's been around. You just want to get laid. That's what it is. And they said, yes. So that's how I feel about this Malik Monk move. Does it get him any closer to making the play-in tournament? I don't know. Does it mean that they will probably put up 140 points per game with De'Aaron Fox and Keegan Murray and DeMontis? What a gross roster. I'm moving on. Gary Payton II, 3 years, $28 million. What a story. Yes, Blazers. The Blazers signed Gary Payton II. The best part about this move, to me, is that we stole him. We stole him from the Warriors. They wanted him. They thought he was a critical piece to their championship roster. And you know what? We said, fine, we'll take him then. Otto Porter, 2 years. I don't even know the deal terms. I don't think they put him out. Warriors to the Raptors. A very strange signing in Toronto. Otto Porter, very long, can hit threes. So it makes sense. He's resurrected his career. He's won a ring in Golden State. I'm interested in seeing how he's going to fit in. But Does this feel like maybe the Warriors are losing pieces that they didn't want to lose? At least they kept on to Kevon Looney. And with Bielica moving on and making his way back to Europe, and Toscano Anderson is also gone, you've got four valuable bench players that are all gone. But you know what, folks? As you know, I remain confident. It's the Dubs year. No one's. I even tweeted this out. I don't even care if the Lakers get KD, Kyrie, AD, Braun. Doesn't matter. The Warriors are gonna whoop that trick. And it's the Warriors game to lose until Steph Curry retires. I'm gold-blooded. That's all the time that we have for the Heat Check. We'll be back Tuesday with our jumbo-sized free agency recap and Summer League preview. I will be gone to the Summer League. We will record on the road. Follow the Heat Check as the silly season is in full bloom. Do not forget to download, subscribe. Please tell all your friends. Tell all your friends that Utah sucks still. Every single one of them. They're fully in the rebuild. And you know what? That's called karma. Follow us on social and at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok.